Corsi is praying. And it is good that we think on the things of God. I just thinking at the back there, how wonderful it is that we were invited to come to the service. Who invited you? The Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know what? If he hadn't invited you to come, you wouldn't be here. So he's here. He knows you're here. And all those people that listen in on the internet, he knows you're there too. Shall we just bow our heads and just talk to our Lord for a moment? Lord Jesus, it is a wonderful, wonderful privilege that we have the opportunity to meet together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to have fellowship with you and to be a part of you, Lord Jesus. We are very, very blessed. There's many millions in this world today that do not even know your name. But we know that you're God and we know that you're coming again. And Lord, we just ask a blessing upon us here for this service and also the one this afternoon, and also bless the people that are listening in on the internet at their time of listening. And I just ask a blessing upon one I met on the weekend. His name is Brian and his wife Wanda Hughes in Whakatane. And they're going to listen to these services because they've not been happy where they were, what they were hearing. They weren't hearing what they needed to. And just you spoke to them, Lord, as I explained what Jesus Christ is to me. He said he's going to listen, and even as much as coming to a service, he'll come across specifically at some time, convenient to be able to do so and to meet us. Bless those people and many others thousands of miles away. They may be many thousands of miles away and are, but the Lord never leaves us alone. He's right there with them, right beside them, right in their heart, and he knows all of their needs. Bless those people, Lord, and may they be blessed with this service, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Something beautiful, something good. Shall we stand as we sing that song?
Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful out of my life. Yes, he did. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion.
know, you look at yourself and you think, how could that be? How could he make something beautiful out of my life? But the one we're singing to is the Lord Jesus Christ, God himself, the one and only. And what he can see, we can't. But he knows that all of those that he's chosen are going to be his sons and daughters, no matter what. He chose you. We just agree to go along with what he's done for us. Let's sing number 675. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me that he died on Calvary. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died. Good, isn't it, the Word of God? You know, he did all that for you and me. Never one is he going to miss. You know, he's more keen to see you than we are to see him. Because we just can't see what he's got. But he can see it all. And he wants us to be so much a part of him. Okay, let's sing number 95. The first one to die for this Holy Ghost plan was John the Baptist. But he died like a man. Haven't sung this one for a while.
The first one to die for his Holy Ghost plan was John the Baptist. But he died like a man. Then came the Lord Jesus. They crucified.
You know, a lot of people run from the gospel when they hear about all this blood and that blood and the other blood. But you know, that's what saved us. Because one man did it. Only one. There couldn't be any other. You take the best man that you know, wherever he is or might be, and if he gave his life, he couldn't save you. But Jesus Christ did and can and will, and he's coming again. I don't have any items here. Did we have any items that someone forgot to tell me about? Okay. Let's sing number 99, Standing Somewhere in the Shadows. You'll find Jesus. Doesn't matter where you are, shadow or not, anywhere. Call on him and you're never alone. He'll comfort you if you want him. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. You know, we can also know him when he speaks to us. Oh, Lord, was that you telling me about that? Or to think this way and not that way? To do this and not that? You know whether it's the Lord or not. You may not hear his voice, but it's the voice of the Lord that's speaking to you. And the more you know him, the more you know him. Gets better and better and better. Okay. You may be seated just while I just give notices here. We have a luncheon for all, as we normally do. We'd like to invite the thousands of people that listen in to come and have lunch with us. But not possible at the moment. One day when they travel like a thought, we'll be there. Then we've got the 1 p.m. service this afternoon, as we normally have. Everybody's welcome. And 7 p.m. on Tuesday, we have a prayer meeting. Also, all welcome. What I was going to ask Brother Howden, I didn't yet. How is Brother Morris Tafatu situation? Is he? Haven't heard yet. Oh, yeah. Well, the meeting with Morris Tafatu, we haven't got the details yet, but he's intending to be here either next week, one after, or maybe the one after. We'll let you know when we know. Okay. Is there any prayer requests we have besides the ones that I have here? Okay, well, if you do have any or thinking about them, just give it to the Lord. He knows you just by thinking. What you're thinking, he knows in detail. Now, I wasn't in town at the last prayer meeting, so I don't know whether you've had these before. There's just a few. I'll repeat them if you have already had them. Please pray for Ronaldo of Gisborne here, who has lost his job after 5 years and is a little down. Another one here from Germany, Sister Rebecca from Germany. Dear brothers and sisters, please pray for my mother, Sister Erica, who suffers from very severe back pain and is therefore very limited in her everyday life. She also suffers from asthma. God bless and thank you for your prayers, Sister Rebecca of Germany. We always try to remember Israel. I'll read it what it says. Let's continue to lift up Israel before their Lord to keep them and anoint them in all their decisions making and to encourage them regardless of their enemies. The Bible says, they that bless Israel will be blessed. Thank our God for the many answered prayers he has met for us all. I can stand by that, knowing that times I've prayed about this or that or whatever the subject is, and the Lord's answered, always now I remember, thank the Lord. The Lord was in this, the Lord was going to do that, and he did it. I prayed about it, and it happened. Thank you, Lord. And also I prayed about this, but it wasn't the Lord's will. Thank him anyway, because he heard whatever it was that you have before him. And then, of course, the unspoken prayer request, which I've asked if you've got any, as I pray now, just commit yourself to the answer of what you're putting before him. Shall we bow our heads? Precious Lord Jesus, it is such a privilege to be able to keep in touch with you. It doesn't matter whether we're in a plane thousands of feet in the air or we're in a boat at sea, we're in the car, we're in a very degraded situation where we don't want to be. But I'm calling out to you, Lord Jesus. You hear. It doesn't matter where we are, whatever the problem is, whatever the blessing is, you're still there. And Lord, you want to hear from us because we are your children. It's like a parent wants to hear from the little baby, their baby. And a parent listens to what the baby's trying to give over. You do that for us, Lord. We think of the people on the internet that don't have the fellowship like we can have here. Whatever their need is, whatever their family situation is, whatever they have on their heart before you, thank you, Lord, for undertaking. Give us the confidence, Lord, to believe that the answer is on the way. Lord, all we've got to do, the scripture says so, is only believe. It's simple. Only believe. Not just know about, Lord. We need to believe what we're praying for. Believe that you are God and that you have an effect on our life. And you do. And Lord, when you just come in, I have many testimonies for myself, Lord. It's just so great what you've done for me. And I'm very grateful for it. But for everybody else, as they give over to you, bless them. There are those that are sick, those that are injured, those that are lost, those that are in depression, those that are lonely, those that don't know which way to go or how to get out of their problem. You know all about it, Lord. Move into them, Lord, as they request your presence, because you are right there with them. We know, Lord, we can't come unto you except we are called of the Holy Spirit. We can't even come unto you. But a lot of people don't recognize when it's God saying, come. Come and meet me. Come and put your problems at the foot of the cross. It's real. I know it's real, Lord. Amen. I know it's real. Thank you, Lord, for doing it for others. There's many millions of people that need you. There's only so few that will believe it. We love you, Lord. Bless the people listening in. Bless those that are here. We ask these things in your precious and holy name. Amen and amen. Oh, yeah.
Here's an answer to what said, so it's not here.
Okay.
Just pray for him, I don't worry you.
Okay, Brother Tim from here is just not around, they can't contact him. He told me he was going up north. So I went away too, he went that way. So we just can't contact him. So let's just bow our head and just pray for Tim Main from our fellowship here. Lord Jesus, the call come out to pray for Brother Tim. There could be a need for him. He could be just not working with a phone or whatever. But we do pray for Brother Tim, who loves you with all his heart. Undertake for him in every way. May he feel your presence, Lord, as he does most of the time. But sometimes, Lord, we get weary or we're looking in the wrong direction. Bless Brother Tim Main of our fellowship here at this time. Amen and amen. Okay, let's sing number 158, Beyond the Sunset. Shall we stand as we sing that?
Beyond the sunset, oh blissful morning, when without Savior, thank you.
Let's sing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name.
Jesus, Jesus. Something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrant after.
Praise the name of the Lord. Let's sing one more, then I'll ask Brother Howard to come. Oh no, two more actually. Christ is the answer, number 570. He is the answer to all my longing. Christ is the answer to all my need, no matter what the need is. Savior, baptize the great physician. Oh hallelujah. He's all I need.
Christ is the answer to all my longing. Christ is the answer to all my need. Savior, baptizer.
just any day now, our Lord is coming. That's the truth. Let's sing about it, and then bring the how it will come.
Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I've been watching and I've been waiting. Just any day now, His place will be.
Sing it like you believe it.
May be seated. Thank you, Brother Howard.
Praise the Lord. Good to be home. It's only for a weekend, but I missed it. Missed you all. We had a lovely time down there and met a lot of brethren and had really good singing, very good singing. We even had a Hammond organ to play, a piano. It was really wonderful. Good saints, I've known many of them for many years. And I just thank the Lord for the opportunity to be together. Each day we had a Bible study, 7:30 in the morning. So I had to get up early because I had to leave my motel and drive down there. So it was an early rise, but it was really good. And good to see you, Sister Lita and Sister Vera. God bless you. We've missed you. And we went there and we had a really rich time in our little group anyway, around the Word of God, just sharing our hearts. And I said, oh, I'm talking too much. No, keep going, keep going. But I felt I was talking too much. I hate to hog the floor, you know. But it was a really good time, a very good time, and I enjoyed it very much. And Brother Greg and Sister Nancy send their love to you all, the saints that you know down there. It's just a precious time. And I just thank the Lord for the opportunity to be there. I'm glad you're blessed by Brother Stephen preaching here. I heard a bit of his sermon on Sunday morning. And it was really good, very good. What was the name of it? Come on. Who knows, remember the name of the sermon. What was it, Sister June? Huh? In the Veil, Behind the Veil. Yes, it was good. Very good sermon. And I was so encouraged to hear that. He's a good brother. I just wish his son was here, though. This bothers me somewhat. It's just not like him to not respond to my text and before the service and be here. But I don't know. I don't think he's away. He's up in Auckland? You sure he's up in Auckland? Who believes he's up in Auckland? Raise your hand. Who believes he's not up in Auckland? I tell you what, wherever he is, I'm sure he'll be fine. If it's unusual, he'd normally let me know. And because we've had to do the cameras and Nancy's filling in for us, which I appreciate. We've got to get some people trained up, Sister Leah. I wonder if we could turn to the Word of God this morning, found in St. John chapter 7. St. John chapter 7. And this message is very real to my heart. It's a reality. I'm not preaching out of my head, I can tell you now. And I pray that God will bless you, and you saints listening will also be blessed. Praise the name of the Lord. St. John chapter 7, verse 37, which says, "In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." May God bless the reading of his word. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning reverently and humbly before thee. We just pray, Lord, that you'll make your word live. May you quicken it. Quicken thy word to our hearts, not to our heads, Lord. To our hearts, I pray, Lord, that we may receive of the Spirit what you would have to say to us this morning. We commit this word into your hands and pray, Lord, that we'll be faithful to declare what your word says and not what we think. We commit this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for your glory. Just bless each one here and those joining with us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord? Well, that's good. I didn't have to tell you, say praise the Lord. You said it yourself. Brother Lee must have got you going. But I believe God's real this morning. And I believe he's right here. If he could appear to you right here as a pillar of fire, you'd see him. He probably hasn't, but God wants to speak to our hearts. I really believe that. And I just pray that he will do it for us. I want to speak about out of his belly shall flow living waters. Out of his belly shall flow living waters. And an interpretation for that in the English, probably the Amplified, I'm not sure, probably was. Out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Now this sermon's short. Isn't that good? Say praise the Lord. So you can relax and you can receive it. You don't have to worry about being late for lunch. This is more than lunch, I tell you. It's wonderful, and I just pray that God will speak to us. So what is this living water? What is this living water? In verse 39 we read, the Holy Spirit is living in the believer. And in verse 37, the invitation is given to any man. So you don't have to be, it says, of any man. You don't have to be somebody special. The requirement, though, there is a requirement. We're talking about the Holy Ghost here. We're talking about God coming to live in you. Amen. And there is a requirement. And that is thirst. To him that thirsteth.
So I pray that we will be thirsty. If you're tired of the world and you're thirsting for life, that's where you need to be coming. The only thirsty person, only a thirsty person will drink. Somebody's not thirsty, will I drink? Oh, I'll see. What do you got in it? Got any ice blocks in it? If you're thirsty, you don't care what's in it. You just want to drink. And if you're thirsty for God, you can drink from Him. He'll drink. He said, let him come unto me and drink, Jesus said. And this living water is free. Isn't that wonderful? You don't have to buy it. It's free to the thirsty of heart. I want to read from St. John chapter 4, verse 9 to 14. This is a wonderful story, very wonderful story about a wonderful sister whom we're going to see one day. My, how many times this has been preached on. Then saith the woman of Samaria, she's at the well, she's getting her water, and Jesus pops in. Actually, he's waiting for her. He's always waiting for us. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. They had segregation then. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Now, I want to make this clear. We are not talking about this. It's nothing to do with this, although it's very useful. Nothing to do with water, natural water. And Jesus, there's a whole sermon on this. This woman, she was getting natural water. Jesus said, give me to drink, to catch her attention. And she said, how come you're asking me for a drink of water? You know you're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan. You know we don't have dealings. Why are you talking to me? He said, but if you knew the water that I could give you, it's living water, and it wasn't H2O. This is not H2O we're talking about. There's a super power of God's life in you. And I want to say this, because I have experienced it. It's real. It's absolutely real. It's nothing to do with the church. It's all to do with God coming to you. And we just read on, she says, Jesus answered, said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him. You would have asked me, Jesus. And he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. You don't have a bucket. You know, this lady was on another level. She was missing what Jesus was saying at this time. You don't even have a bucket to get water with. And Jesus said, he would give thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. But art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever, that's anybody, Whosoever, I like that, drinketh of this water shall thirst. That's the water in the well, H2O. You'll come back thirsty. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him. In him, not in the church. I want to make this really clear. It's nothing to do with this church. This water's got to be in you. And it's not H2O. Remember that. It's the Holy Ghost. He says, and it shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Hallelujah. It comes from inside of you. Verse 14 said that drinking from this water quenches our every thirst. And the good news is it's free for each thirsty person to receive. Now, the Bible speaks much about this living water. So you better listen because it's for you. And I just want to say, time's running out. I tell you, this world's on its closing days. You've got to get this water, brother and sister. You really got to thirst for it. You don't want to be left here in this hell house. You want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Revelation chapter 21 verse 6 says, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst. See the thirst all the time, thirsty, thirst. Of the fountain of water of life freely, not H2O. It's the Holy Ghost that God will give to you if you really mean it. Revelation 22, verse 17 says, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Who wants the Lord to come? Well, you need the Holy Ghost to go. If you want him to come, you're going to have to be filled with the Spirit to get out of here. Now, the Bible clearly makes that very clear. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead will raise you and change you. It's a quickening power. And it says there, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Isn't it wonderful? The Spirit wants to come. Jesus wants to come back and pick us up. We want him to come. I tell you, when that desire gets so intense, when God wants to come back and we want to get out of here, he'll come. For those that are ready. Be ye therefore ready, Jesus said. For an hour when you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And let him that is athirst come. Is that athirst? And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Praise be to the name of the Lord. So it's free to anyone that desires it. It's free to any person, wherever you are in the world tonight or today, wherever you are, it's free for you. Who's thirsty today? Praise the Lord. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. It says in Isaiah 55, verse 1. I love this scripture. It's been my favorite for many years. Ho, everyone, this is a requirement, that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. That's to Christ. He and he that hath no money. You don't have to have any money. You can be broke. Come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. We know the wine and the milk also representing the Holy Spirit. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? We waste our money on things that will never satisfy you. Never. Leave you empty and dry. Oh, I'm going to get this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to build this great house. I'm going to get a great job. It'll leave you empty and dry. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, that doesn't satisfy? We're talking about the soul. It's all about the soul. And your labor, you work intently for this and for that which satisfieth not. Holy Spirit says, hearken diligently unto me. And eat ye, that means partake of, eat ye that which is good. And let your soul, not your stomach, let your soul delight itself in fatness, in spiritual vitamins, spiritual vitality and life. But tell you, brother and sister, when the Holy Ghost comes into you, you are a very satisfied person. Just so wonderful. It's a great blessing to thirst for the Holy Spirit, the living water we're speaking of. Jesus said in Matthew 5, 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We're talking about being filled with this water, filled with this living water, filled with the Spirit. In Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Sometimes you've got to have to get out of bed. It's no good just lying in bed dreaming about what you're going to do today. You need to get out and seek him. Those that seek him shall find him, if they search for him with all their heart. The Bible says so. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. That's now. We are living in a barren time, brothers and sisters. Faith is waning. The world's more interested in everything else but the soul. Fill my soul, Lord. Fill my soul. Where no water is. It's talking about the Holy Spirit. It's a barren land. People are seeking, wanting satisfaction. They run here, they run here. They go to this church, they go to that church. They go to this entertainment or that entertainment. Will never satisfy in here. Never. You say, how do you know? I've experienced it. And experiencing it. Notice, early will I seek thee. The first thing we should do before a busy day, to seek the Lord. I have a real wonderful quote here I want to read to you. It's really beautiful. It must have been on the first day of the week after they had the Sabbath service, the sun's getting pretty well up and climbing into the Palestinian blue skies, and the sweetness of the flowers of the sun comes up, that atmosphere that aroma of the flowers, who's ever had that experience? The aroma of the flowers, the honeysuckles, as the heat dries it down. And just a few hours before, it dries it out again. I love that time of morning. I think it's fresh. I like to get out into the gardens. Who likes to do that? That's where you feel the presence of God, when you get out into the gardens. I think a minister ought to come to the platform, not loaded down with a lot of care. Shouldn't do it. But out of freshness, out of the presence of the Lord, get out early of the morning, after all the demons have gone to bed and the night rallies are about over. And then it settles down and gets quiet. And smell that aroma, the sweetness. I believe if a minister would just stay before God until he came into the pulpit, he'd come as a sweet-smelling savor, anointed with the Holy Spirit to bring the message of God to a hungry-hearted people who are waiting. This is what it's all about, brother and sister. Not a program. We're not having a program. We want God here. We are right in the middle of a famine. We're on the right in the middle of a spiritual famine. It's barren. Just go to any churches around here. Brother Taz was telling me some time ago. What do you find? Just hungry for the gospel. It's becoming a rare thing. You don't see it anymore. It's just something's missing. And I'm not thinking about any particular church. You've got to watch your own. But you can have a little program going. You have lovely music and all that, and all those things are nice. But we're talking about getting into the presence where the water is. And look at it today. And we're in for it. We're going to receive it. And I warned you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get into the kingdom of God now. That's right. Don't fool about it. You press in. Because there's coming a time when you'll scream and cry to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and it'll be shut off from you. Now, brothers and sisters, these things are going to happen. Sure as the day follows night. This is a time to be seeking the Lord, not playing church. My brother and sister, in Christ's name, I persuade you, don't let the hour pass. Don't sit when you raise your hands. Rush to the altar. Do something. Press in. Doesn't the Bible say there'll come a time that when they were all slumbering and sleeping just before the coming of the Lord, people are unconcerned, just exactly like in the days of Sodom, just exactly like in the days of Noah, scoffers and fun makers. I want to get in the presence of God. Now, when he comes to you, he comes from the inside. Don't look out into the heavens. Oh, maybe he'll come behind that cloud. People say, oh, the Lord will come in there and the Lord maybe come from here. Well, he doesn't come out of the church here. No. He comes to sincere hearts. That is what God is scanning the audience this morning for. He's looking for sincere hearts. In Luke 17:21, Jesus said, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. People say, oh, I'm going to come to church. I'll have a good preacher tomorrow. Oh, no, no. The kingdom of God is within you. That's where you should be looking, in here. You got a heart, God, your heart knows how to yield to the Holy Spirit. It will. If you be sincere and you really say, Lord, I'm sick and tired of living a hypocritical life. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to say you can be today. Bible says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You say, what's a belly got to do it? A lot. When I was a kid, I was probably 15 years old. The Holy Ghost came to me. And I was filled with the Spirit. And you know where it came from? The belly. It's the truth. Jesus was telling the truth. It comes from inside here and wells right up. It's wonderful. I recommend them. I recommend that you seek the Lord with all your heart. Don't look out there, oh, is it this preacher or that church or the sky or something? It comes within you. God is searching for honest hearts. And brother and sister, if you want the Holy Ghost, he'll come inside of you. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You say, how does it do it? You'll have to experience it yourself. I had it myself, and I'm so grateful to this day for it, and I want more of it. It wells up. It's a living water. This world looks sick compared with it. Do you know I'm telling you the truth? You know it. Because I've experienced it. I'm telling you what I experienced as a young man. I was so filled with God's Spirit, welled up, I couldn't even, I just kept weeping and crying. And I tell you, I started to speak in unknown language. I wasn't taught to speak in unknown tongues. That's nonsense. I was filled with the Spirit, started speaking a pure language all night. That was the Spirit of God. Loving him with all my heart. And many subsequent outpourings. I remember when I was in bed. Every night I used to lie in bed waiting for him to come. God can strike me dead on this platform if I'm lying to you. I'm not lying to you. He came to me as a young man. And I used to talk to him and say, Lord, I love you. And up come that welling. And tears running down my cheeks onto the pillow. You know, brother and sister, that's what we're going to get back to. Not churchianity. Not being all religious. You've got to seek the face of God. All of you. You and you and you and you and you and you. This is not a church matter. This is an individual matter. It's just so wonderful. He's not out there, low here or low there, Jesus said. He said, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. People thought, I thought it was way beyond the white Milky Way. No, no. The kingdom of God is within you. It's a dimension that's far greater than this dimension. And if you want God, you can get it this morning. And you know what? I know there's hungry hearts here. Who's hungry for him? Brother and sister, it's really, really real. I want more. Fill me now, Lord. Fill me now. You know that song we sing, Fill Me Now? Oh, just so beautiful. We are vessels that God wants to fill. You can't remain empty. You've got to be filled with something. A lot of people get filled with the wrong thing. Wonder why they're not getting through to God. Wonder why they're depressed. Wonder why they carry all the burdens. Because they're full of other junk. You're not designed to have the world in you. I've got two messages coming up, one this afternoon. Two parts to it. What's wrong with worldliness? I tell you what, you'll be surprised what God says about that. It's a real devil that goes with that. What's wrong with worldliness? Right, or encourage all to come. You know, brothers and sisters, this may be our last meeting here. I don't know. But I want you to, you want to make good opportunity of what you have available to you. I'd love you all to come this afternoon. It's not a long sermon. I've cut it in two. What's wrong with worldliness? Why people are going the road they are? Because they're full of the world. What is the world? We'll talk about that. The Bible's full of it. Next Sunday, Lord willing, if we're still here, we'll do part two of that. You can't remain empty. Don't remain empty. You know, if you're empty and you've got rid of the things, and maybe you've got rid of a few things, kicked out, you've got to be careful. You might get full of some spirit, the wrong spirit, a religious spirit. You're worse off than what you started. This is the truth, I'm telling you. You say, how do you know? Jesus said so. Let's read it. Luke 11:24. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest, because that devil's lost his house. The person, he's been kicked out of that person. Seeking rest and finding none. Then he saith, I'll return to my house. What audacity the devil has to say, my house. We are not the devil's house. We are God's temple. I'll return to my house, Jesus said, whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth swept and garnished. Why? This person's cleaned up their life. They're starting to live better. They're sanctified. Got rid of this, got rid of that, but it's only part way. That's the danger. That he go halfway. And he goeth, he, and taketh with him seven other spirits. Terrible. Oh no, I'll say. More wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. What I'm saying, brother and sister, we've got to be all out or not at all. It's no good to be playing around with God. You've got to be so full of the Holy Ghost that when Jesus comes, you're gone. You don't want to be left here. You want to be filled with the Spirit and kick out these evil things that trouble you. Hallelujah. Too many are full already of other things. All rooms are taken in their heart. They're filled up. Mark 4:18 says, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, or they love the word. Oh, I love the word, brother. And the cares of this world, the cares, the pressures of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts, plural, of other things enter in. They choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Kills you. You ever see those vines, those strangling vines? They get around a tree, they kill it. They tighten up. And brother and sister, when you allow the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, Jesus said, and the lusts of other things entering into your life, and it chokes the word, and it becometh unfruitful, you lose your joy, you lose your desire, you lose your consecration. All those things are choked because of those things. Many give 99% of their rooms in their heart to the Lord. Lord, I'm going to give you 99%. There's one room that has a sign on it. Private, no entry. Now, you'll be surprised how many people have a sign like that. You might say, I can't see this sign, but God sees it. I'm all for you, Lord, but there's no buts in God's kingdom. They say, but Lord, I just love this. God says, I see. You can't go in there. He wants to go in that room, but it says private. No entry. I want to have this anyway. What a dangerous thing to do. The people do it. One day they'll be thrown out of the kingdom because that room was taken. He wants 100% of you. You know why? Because he loves you. It's the only way he can have you is totally surrendered to God. Brother and sister, we can go through all the motions. Oh, I'm sincere. I pray. I pray a whole hour a day. That's wonderful. But it takes more than just praying an hour a day. Not against praying an hour a day. I think that's great. But brother and sister, you know what? When you allow these little things, I want this anyway. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. I tell you, I know I'm a Christian. I've been a Christian a long time. No one's going to tell me that I have to do this and I have to do that. Well, if the Holy Spirit's calling you, you surrender all. Lord, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. He's coming for people with the rooms all for him in the heart. He wants all of me, and I want to give all of me. And if there's any rebellion, I want him to deal with it severely, because that's your life. Eternal life can be hanging in the balance when you don't go all the way with God. You people overseas, it's for you too. God's calling you. And time's running out. There's not a lot of time left. Jesus said that chokes the world.
Chokes it. No longer look like a Christian. Act like a worldly person.
Speak like a worldly person. Even your language changes. Start swearing. You start swearing. You've got a problem. You have a serious problem. These foul blasphemies come out of your mouth. You need to get down to the altar and say, God, take this devil out of me. Who believes that? Say amen. It's got to go, brother and sister. Can't enter into the kingdom. There's purity, sweetness, and holiness. Get rid of it. Many Christians have become so clogged up with junk that everything's no room for God. Holy water can't flow in their lives anymore. It hits a snag. Spirit's trying to flow through you. It's got this worldliness in there. We have to empty out of self so God can fill us. I want to read from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1. Now there cried a woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. He must have been a good brother. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen, to get to pay the bill. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? You know, brother and sister, God will use whatever you've got to give. Doesn't matter. It's what he can do with what you have. And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. That sounds a good start, doesn't it? A pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. God is looking for empty people, not full of junk. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door behind thee and upon thy sons. This is a personal affair. You don't, it's not for the world to see. It's not to be showy. You get alone with God. Get into the closet room. He said, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. There's no more empty vessels, Mom. The Bible says the oil, which is the Holy Ghost, stayed. God can't find any empty vessels. Today, he's got nothing to fill. He'll take what he's got and we'll be gone. That is the truth. It's going to happen. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children on the rest. There were no more empty vessels. God had not run out of oil, but there were no more empty vessels. The Holy Spirit is here this morning. If you really want to be filled, he can fill you from here out. He can fill you in the belly and come out of you. It's the most precious and sacred experience. It's wonderful to be filled with the Spirit of God. They ran out of oil. They didn't run out of oil. The oil was there. She was pouring it. She said, "Son, you got another vessel for me. I want to fill another vessel." She said, "I haven't got any. There's no more empty vessels." And the oil stopped. Run out. God hadn't run out. There's just no more vessels left to receive the Holy Ghost. Why? Because they're full of everything else. God will not fill a vessel that's full. The prophet of God said they must be empty vessels. Obedience to the word of God brought life to the woman and her children. We need in this hour to unblock the well. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm not just saying words. If you think I'm saying words, I feel sorry for you. I'm speaking about this in my own heart and for yours. This is real what I'm saying. So many churches playing church, but we want to be ready for the coming of the Lord. We need to unblock the well. If we're thirsty enough to clear the rubbish out of our lives, His Spirit will flow again. Hallelujah, what a day. What a day. Great joy. Great surrender. It won't be you bubbling forth. It'll be the Holy Spirit in you flowing out of you to others. I just think that's so wonderful. Brother, sister, we can't have the Holy Ghost flowing and be blocked up at the same time. Now, you know that with your drain pipe coming off your shed, off your house. If the water's not flowing, it may be plenty of water coming down on that roof, down into the gutter. But if the pipe's blocked, it won't flow. And God can send an outpouring upon the church, and only those who are unblocked will receive that infilling. Out of His belly shall flow. Is a flow. God wants to flow out of you. People think, I get the Holy Spirit, now I'm going to heaven. No, no. When you get full of the Holy Spirit, He wants to flow out of you to others. He wants to draw others to Himself. He wants you to reflect the life of Jesus Christ. Let's all reach out to God with a true heart. Confess our sins to God. It's a good thing to confess your sins, acknowledging the blood of Jesus. For without it, you will not come. You can't kick the junk out without the blood of Christ. You got to repent of your sins. You got to be baptized, and you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, we've filled this tank. It's a brand new tank. Brother Paul did it. Brother Joel. It's new. It's all painted. But that's not going to change you. If you've never been baptized in the name of the Lord, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Be filled with the Spirit. And He promised to give it to you. So I encourage you to really ask the Lord. And live as if He's coming in the morning. You say, oh, no, He won't come. Who said He won't come in the morning? He could come in the morning. He'll come in an hour when you think not. If you say, oh, I don't think He'll come in the morning, then He could. One of these days, I won't be here. I'll be gone. That's reality. Who else is coming with me? By the grace and mercy of God. Nothing we have done. But He filled us. We're prepared to empty out and be filled again. I'm closing. I said I'd be short. Not too short, am I?
but it's really important. It will not only affect your life when you're filled with the Holy Ghost. You won't have to go and say, oh, I got the Holy Ghost the other week. I've been filled with the Spirit. You won't have to say that. It'll be written all over you. It's different. You'll see Christ living in you. The joy of the Lord will be our portion. The mercy of God will be our portion. The power of God will be our portion. We'll see signs and wonders in our midst when we all get filled with the Spirit. What am I saying? There's people here that need the Holy Ghost to be filled. I'm not talking about a little anointing. Hallelujah, praise God, dance around. That's okay, but you need to be filled with the Spirit. It's going to come from the inside out of you that others may be blessed and draw on that. It flows, you see. Flowing, the water flows. Not only affect our lives, but others, including the Church of the Living God. Now, brothers and sisters, where I stop, this is where you start. I can't do anything about it. It's completely out of my hands. But I'll preach the word as clear and simple as I can. You know, when the Holy Spirit was around in our days, my father's house, 62 Abbott Street, still there. I can go into that house, get a piece of chalk, and I can put a cross on the carpet where he came to me. Did he ever? I was completely shattered because he loved me. And I felt so unworthy. I'm not even worthy, Lord. The more I felt unworthy, the more he loved me. The more he loved me, the more unworthy I felt. Jesus went to Calvary. He took all my filth and sin upon his sacred body and died a sinner's death for me. If he gave all his life, brother and sister, are you willing to give your life? Not play around with God. Say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I just want to be honest with you. I have been playing around a little bit, Lord. But I want to go all the way. I want all the rooms cleared out. I want those signs ripped down private. I don't want to have that anymore. Come into me. Fill me. Fill me now. Fill me now with thy Spirit, Lord. I know God's here. God is in this building. And you know, brother and sister, you say, how do you know? Because I know him. I know when he comes near, the sweet, sweet feeling of love and compassion. Jesus saw the multitudes coming over the hillside. And the Bible says he was filled with compassion. He wants to help you. He wants you to get out of this nonsense of going round and round, not going anywhere. You love the Lord, but you don't love him with your whole heart. You know, the Bible says, I'm closing, I'm going to close. He said in the Word of God that they didn't receive all of him. It was actually spoken in the Bible, the Ephesian church age. He said, the Lord said, I have somewhat against your church. And this is what he had against them. They did not have their first love. They lost their first love. That intense love. That genuine love. It's been lost. Substituted with other things. Even religious things. Oh, I go to church. You know what? So does the devil. He comes to church every Sunday. That's not going to do it. It's a surrendering. Lord, take all of me. Oh, hallelujah. That song keeps coming to me. Fill me now. Does anyone know that? Do you know it? Fill me now. Do you know it, Diane? Fill me now. I'm on my own. I'll have to sing it, but I don't know it. It's a wonderful song. Fill me now. Who wants to be filled? Why don't you stand to your feet then? Thank you, Brother Peter. Or whoever. We need an organist. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, these things are very important. I cannot explain the severity of your correction. Lord Jesus, we want to come and receive of this water this morning. Lord, I cannot put in the hearts of the people. Maybe there's only one person here that wants it. But Lord, if it's that person that wants to be filled with that water and have that water springing up from within, from their belly, springing out to eternal life, I pray that you'll give them what they're looking for. Lord, you never fail us. So Lord, we come to this river. It's a full river, Lord. And it's filled with water, the Holy Spirit, to those that are thirsty. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And cry with a loud voice, if any man thirst. You remember, Lord, you said that? In the temple you said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Lord, it's not coming to the church. It's not coming to me. It's not coming to anyone else. It's coming to thee. So, Lord, I'm praying this morning that if there's thirsty hearts here, they don't want to miss this opportunity. It may be their last. I do not know, Lord. It may be their last. But, Lord, if they feel the call to be filled with the Spirit, no make-believe, no put-on, Lord, not saying, oh, I'm not good enough. We are good enough through the blood of Jesus. But Lord, we must come with an honest heart and come to receive of thee. I pray, Lord, you'll bless each one. Bless those out there around the world, Lord, who are joining with us. May they also reach out to you. May they just hold on to thee, raise their hands and say, Lord, I want to be filled. Oh, I want to be filled. Lord, we want it. We really do. We don't want any make-believe. We don't want any man-made put-ons. We want it to be genuine. The sweet Holy Spirit to come down. I pray, Lord, you'll bless each one here. Father, I commit this word to thee. I pray, Lord, that it'll go into good ground. And you'll bring forth good fruit, Lord, for your glory. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. There was a thirsty woman. We were talking about this thirsty woman at the well. She said, oh, you don't have a bucket, remember? But she was thirsty, and she got a filling. He said, I'll give you this water. She said, give me it, Lord. And when she said that, she said, go and get your husband. She said, I don't have one. He said, you're right, you got five. Oh, she had plugged into Almighty God. She ran into the city and said, come see a man that told me everything I ever did. Isn't this the Christ? Who wants the Christ? If you be sincere with him, he'll come to you and fill you. I know he's here to bless. And as we sing this song, why don't we just all enter in? If there's somebody who would like prayer to come forward at this time, and we'll pray with you that, Lord, I just got to have this water. I'm tired of it, Lord. I'm sick and tired of him. Wishy-washy life. You said, Lord, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I pray, Lord, you'll help us. In the name of Jesus. Bless each person here, Lord, as we bow our heads to thee. Pray that you'll speak to our hearts. We'll draw from this water, living water, Lord, that will well up within us. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for your glory. Amen. There was a thirsty woman. There may be thirsty women here. Thirsty men.
from this mountain.
Hallelujah.
Manifest again. Yes, there is a river that flows from thee.
Who wants to drink of that fountain? This is your opportunity.
Fountain that frees the soul from sin.
I feel his presence here this morning.
Come to this water.
Yes, my Lord.
There is a vast supply.
Sound from heaven
like a rushing mighty wind. Singing and gaping at peace within.
God's here this morning if you want him.
And from your inner being, a river with
Brother Lee. Hallelujah. Let's sing from our hearts.
There is a river.
Sing number 183. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains that you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible. He can do just what no others can do. Hold on to him.
Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountain you can't
Sing 153. I'm following Jesus one step at a time. I'm following Jesus one step at a time. I live for the moment. Mercy rewrote my life in F. My soul has found. Give thanks for the luncheon we're about to have and to bless the meeting this afternoon. Lord Jesus, we're very grateful that you were here. We could feel your presence. That was the nice feeling down in our heart. That was you, Lord. We know that. Continue with it, Lord. But we do ask a blessing upon the people that listened in on the internet, wherever they are at their time of listening. Just confirm to them, Lord, that you know about them and you want to help them. Lord, we thank you for the food we're about to have and the fellowship. Just be with us and be with us, Lord, we ask, for the afternoon meeting at 1 o'clock. Just be with us as we go on our way, and may the presence of God always be with us. The saying, the hymn goes, never alone, never alone. You're right there with us. Bless these people as they leave. Amen. You are dismissed.